All right, we're going to go ahead and get this call kicked off for tonight. You are on the Is Xperia training call. This is going to be a great call. I personally know the trainer, so I've got some great things here to share with you in just a couple seconds. My name is Jeff Pelton. I'm speaking to you live from my home in St. Petersburg, Florida. We've got a great training plan for tonight. I really strongly would suggest that you get yourself in a quiet spot where you can take some notes and just really laser focus on what is about to be trained here tonight. I really feel like if you take the information that you're going to receive tonight and if you apply it to your business, you can really, really take tonight's training. It could be a game changer if you really let it. You know, one of the great things is, you know, Mark and I have been around Is Xperia for a little bit now, and one of the reasons that really that drew us to the company was Christopher and Gina Barada. They've really created the premier company in our industry, and along with the other leaders have put together this turnkey business model for you to just really be able to plug and to play. I mean, to really be able to achieve incredible things for you and your family. The other thing that the company has been able to attract is some of the most talented leaders that you get a chance to learn from. And tonight, what I want to do is bring someone to the line that knows how to create a money-generating business, and I think that's what everyone on this call is here to do. I want to introduce you to my great friend, Mark Scovran. Mark has been dedicated throughout his whole life. I mean, I've known Mark for 24 years, and he has been so focused on helping others achieve extraordinary breakthrough results, not just in their business, but also in their life. And that's one of the greatest things that I think people get out of this industry and out of this company is the positive effects that that makes, not just on your business, but on your entire life. He's been recognized by Millionaire Magazine, Network Marketing Lifestyles, and even featured on the front cover of Your Business at Home magazine, just to name a few. Mark has built organizations into the tens of thousands and has earned several million dollars personally while producing an unprecedented number of others who have earned everything from a couple thousand dollars a month to in excess of millions of dollars. So he really is someone that you can learn from. So again, please get yourself in a quiet spot where you can focus and really take some notes, because this really could change your business. And so with that, what I'm going to do is go ahead and turn the call over to my great friend, my business partner, Mark Scovran. So take it away, Mark.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for that great welcome. And I, too, want to welcome everyone to the call tonight. This is the Is Xperia XIP training call. And we've heard so many subjects, so many great subjects taught over the past several weeks by fantastic trainers. And I'm going to go a little bit of a different direction tonight. I'm certainly going to do a training, but it's going to be a training not on prospecting or your warm market list or all of those things that are so very important. But actually what I'm going to do tonight is give you all hopefully a real treat, at least use you as guinea pigs. How about that? Jeff Pelton and I have been in business for a long, long time, and we've been, in the past couple of years, we've been co-collaborating. Most people don't know this, but we've been co-collaborating on a book together, which will probably be released as an e-book. The working title is Revealing the Wealth Code. Revealing the Wealth Code. So right away, you know it's about one of our favorite subjects, and that is money. And there are several sections of it, and we've just pulled out some notes. And what I'm going to do, I'm not going to read you the whole book. The book's not even finished yet, but I'm going to give you some of the highlights. I picked out the highlights tonight from the book, and I'm going to be sharing them with you, but then directly relating them to your Is Xperia business and opportunity. Now, as I do so, I have a couple disclaimers, okay? First of all, just realize I'm giving you the cliff notes of a book, so I'm going to be moving very fast from point to point, okay? I kind of talk a little bit fast anyway. Once I get going, once I get warmed up, I'm usually at about 125 to 155 miles an hour. So I'd like you to take notes, but, you know, kind of good luck keeping up with that, all right? And maybe we'll get the notes out to you later on if you want. But I'm going to spend a few moments with you tonight, and it's my intention to really make a profound and lasting difference in your life for the next 30 or 40 minutes that you're going to spend with me. I want to make a difference for you, okay? And so in doing so, one of the things that I'm kind of known for better or for worse, is speaking my mind, speaking the truth as it appears to me. That doesn't mean it's the truth for you. It's just as it appears for me. And so one of my final disclaimers before we jump right in is this. I'm going to tell you from 25 years plus experience what I believe you need to know to have to make more income and have better success and to be able to teach that to others here at IsXperia. And when I do so, some of my comments may come across, well, let's just put it to you this way. You might be better off to be wearing steel-toed shoes tonight, okay? But I don't believe in holding anything back that's going to hold you back. Would you really want me to do that? I don't think so. So get ready. I'm going to try to speak without offending, and I'm going to challenge you to try to listen without defending. How about that? All right, let's jump into tonight's training, which is revealing the wealth code. Section number one, some highlights from this section. The first section, guess what it's about? Well, it would be about money. Ladies and gentlemen, lots of people get involved in all kinds of businesses and with network marketing in particular, and certainly in our great company IsXperia for different reasons. For some, it's very simply how powerful our products are and the results that they do bring. For some, it's wanting to belong to something, a community of others, if you will. And for some, probably many, it's at least partially about the money. Now, everyone needs to get this. There is everything great and nothing wrong and nothing sinful about wanting money, wanting more money, doing the things to attain more money, even to the point of being wealthy. These are healthy desires. In fact, and every once in a while, I'm going to give you a gold nugget. I'm going to let you know what it is. You really want to try to get this one down. Here comes one, a gold nugget. Money, this is what Jeff and I have to say in the book. Money will have a greater influence on your life than almost any other commodity you can think of. Indeed, the sudden loss or sudden acquisition of money will affect your attitude to a tremendous extent. You see, the sad fact is that 95% of the people settle for whatever they get in life. It's so sad. They wish they had more all the way from the cradle to the grave. And worse yet, they never understand that they could have had all that they ever wanted or at least made major improvements. You see, it's not just important, but absolutely necessary that we all take the time and put in the effort to design a life that we love. Otherwise, if you don't, you're going to get handed one to you by someone else or a multitude of people by default. You know, the great Mary Kay Ash, who I love, read her biography, books about her, of Mary Kay Cosmetics, said, "The problem with most people is that they take more time in planning a one-week vacation than they do planning their entire lives." Wow. How about that? Right in the face with that one, right? Jim Rohn, a good friend, author, lecturer, seminar leader of ours who passed from this planet a couple of years ago, said it very close but differently. Jim said, "I find it fascinating that most people plan their vacation with better care than they do their lives. But listen to this part," he said. "Perhaps that's because escape is easier than change." Wow. Let me cover with you 8 points very quickly about money. If you're interested in getting more money, get these 8 points down. These will make a difference. Number one, decide exactly how much money you want to earn in order to live how you want to live. So let's relate that to IsXperia. How much money do you want to make here? You know, I talk to people all the time, new people that come into the business. How much money do you want to make? Well, I want to make more money, okay? You know, the self-improvement expert and author Tony Robbins, I don't know if he still does it, but I saw him several times and sat on the front row on a couple of occasions, and he had this habit of coming down right into the front row and with his microphone and booming voice would say, "What are you here for?" And inevitably, someone in the front row would say, "To make more money." And he would take a dollar bill, just a $1 bill, and throw it in their lap and said, "Here's more money. Now leave my seminar." Okay? Now, he didn't actually kick him out, but he did make quite a point, right? You've got to decide how much are you here for? $500 a month, $5,000 a month, career replacement income, $10,000 a month. Are you somebody like Mike McCormick, who's and Dan Mahoney and some different, you know, different Laurie Priest, some different leaders, Charlotte Six, some different people we have in the company? They're not satisfied until they're at $25,000, $30,000, $50,000 a week. They're working toward that, okay? Decide how much you want in order to have and create the life that you want to live. You know, I have a handwritten sign. It's on a folded index card. It just came to me one day, and I wrote it ages ago. Took the index card, folded it in half, my own handwriting. It says, sits right on the right side of my desk, so it's always within my line of sight. And it says, in my own handwriting, which is powerful, right, because I identify with that, it says, what kind of life do I want to create for my family of choice and I? So what kind of life do I want to create? So when I don't feel like picking up the phone call, or I don't feel like calling that guy back because he's a pain in the butt, or I don't feel like staying up till 12 o'clock returning call, or I don't feel like answering one more email, I just look at that sign and say, what kind of life do I want to create? Number two, about money, decide exactly what the amounts of money are for specifically. It's not enough to want more money. You know what? Hey, You come out, you stand up, I say, what's your goal? I want to make more money. That doesn't make you special. I hate to tell you this now. I'm not going to be cruel to anyone, but I am going to speak the truth to you tonight. I warned you about that up front. You wanting more money does not make you special. That makes you the masses. The masses want more money. You've got to decide exactly what it's for. You know, is it to pay off debt? Is it to start a real savings program? Is it to retire your parents or to take better care of ailing parents or relatives? Is it for your children, college education fund? Is it to donate to your favorite nonprofit? Is it to feed the hungry? I don't know. All I know is I got to go with Jeff Pelton one time. And, you know, his mom lived in a retirement community for a while in Clearwater, Florida. Was, advanced in age, good health, advanced in age, and on a very limited budget. And, you know, he bought her a ticket to go see his other brother out in Phoenix, Arizona, and sent her away for 2 weeks. Well, while she was away, and she lived in a condominium that was dated, maybe 30, 35 years old, something like that, while she was away, and he invited me over to watch this process, he had the whole place taken apart, he had everything painted, he had crown moldings put in, he had new carpet put down, and he had all new appliances put all throughout the whole kitchen because they were really antiquated, big red bows all over everything for when she got home, and it just said, Mom, thanks for everything, I love you. What? She cried hysterically when she came in and saw it. Is that a great thing to want money for? Each and every one of you would do the same thing. So it's great, it's healthy, and you should know exactly what it's for. And listen carefully, the more strongly you identify and connect with the reason, that will provide the inspiration to move forward. Number three about money, visualize and affirm. I can't tell you this enough. Visualize and affirm, okay? I have a lot of affirmations. I'm a fanatic about affirmations, okay? Some of my friends think I'm crazy, well, for many different reasons, and there may even be a case for that. Who knows? But I have a lot of affirmations. I say them out loud. I say them in front of my friends that aren't in the business. They just look at me and shake their head. They know it's just Mark going off again, okay? But I constantly affirm, I am wealthy. Money is good. I am wealthy. Money is good. Here's another one I love. I use money, but I love people. I use money. See, you know what a lot of people do? A lot of people use people. See? They use people to get the money. And that's where we get the evil connotations or the bad feelings about money. Because we've all seen the TV shows or the movies or even had friends or relatives or heard personal stories of people that use money. They use people to get to money. My affirmation is, I use money. You know why? It's an instrument. It's like an automobile. It's like a pen. It does a job. I use money, but I love people, and money is my servant. I'm not a servant to money. Money is my servant. Two more of my personal affirmations. I got to share these with you. Okay, this is probably my favorite one. Okay, it's all pushed together. Money flows to me freely, effortlessly, and constantly from many sources, and I always do the right things with money. See, I'm affirming to myself I can be trusted to do the right things with money. If I look down on the ground and I see a penny, you know, they're talking about making the penny illegal. I don't really much care about a penny anyway. What's a penny do? I take my change and my change at the end of every day and I put it in a jar and it adds up. It gets really big and then I donate it to a food kitchen, right? That's one of my big causes, food kitchens, you know, just to feed hungry people. And so, but if I see a penny, even a penny, is a penny worth the effort to reach down and pick it up? It is. You know why? Because I like to pick up that penny and hold it in front. It's just a penny, but I like to look at it, and I just like to say thank you. Money flows to me freely, effortlessly, and constantly from many sources, and I always do the right things with money. Number four, on the subject of money, you've got to take immediate action. You say, oh, whoa, hold on, Mark, hold on, man, you've already fired it enough. You've already given me the whole dadgum seminar. I'm not ready for this. I just joined his Xperia last week. Mark, I just joined. We had people that came into the business today. I saw some new free members, new distributors that came on today. I hope you're on the call tonight. Congratulations. Welcome, by the way. You know, hey, I'm not ready yet. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. In fact, if you don't think you're ready, that's a sure sign that you're ready to take immediate action and get started. You know, people come to Is Xperia, they want to study this and they want to study that, and I'm not making fun of people like that because, believe me, I'm going to let you in on a little bit of little secret of me, and that is I'm the same way. I'm a very I tell people I'm a critical thinker. You know what that means? That's a polite way of nice way of saying to myself, I'm actually a nerd. I'm a wonk. I'm a reader. I read 100 books a year, 30 periodicals a month. I mean, I'm all over the internet and Google all the time. I mean, I'm an information junkie. I'm a nerdy type of guy, okay? So I get it. Those of you who want to learn, you want to learn and learn and learn before you go out and apply. I get it. But guess what? You've just got to get out there and you just got to throw yourself out there. You say, well, when I'm ready. No, you're never going to be ready. When I feel confident. You know what? Practice will bring you confidence. You know, it was said by a great man that while some people are busy studying the roots, the rest of us are too busy gathering the fruits. Which one would you rather be? Number five, about money. Understand this, that if others can, you can too. You've heard that before. It's like breaking the four-minute mile and so forth. Do you know that there are people in network marketing who are earning in excess of $1 million a month? Now, you heard me correctly. There are several people in our industry worldwide. So there's a bunch of them that earn over $1 million a month. So don't you dare come to me and tell me that you're scared about earning a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand or replacing career income, okay? So understand that if others can, you can too. Number six, develop a disciplined mind and an activity level. You've got to develop a disciplined mind and activity level. Notice I said you have to develop them. You know why? Because a disciplined mind does not come to us naturally, and either does a disciplined activity level. For most of us, it does not. Remember this, that casual goals and casual thoughts will produce casual actions, and that will make you a casualty. And you don't want to end up there. So if you want to have an edge, everybody lean in real carefully. In fact, half of you don't listen to this. 90% of you don't listen. Don't listen. I only want to talk to 10%ers right now. 10%ers. I'm going to tell the 10%ers a secret. I'm going to hit this magical button like on Star Trek or something. 90% of you won't be able to hear the secret I'm getting ready to give out, okay? And that's this. If you want to have an edge on almost everyone that you meet, practice critical thinking. Practice thinking on purpose. What are you talking about? Constantly check, double check, check, check what you're thinking about. And when you're thinking negative, and when you're thinking unproductive, and when you're thinking poorly about yourself or about anyone else, and when you're thinking any kind of negative thought, stop it. cancel that thought. In fact, say it out loud. I cancel that thought. And then have critical practice replacing it. You know, if someone's trying to quit smoking, they say, replace it. You know, the patch or chew celery sticks or chew cinnamon sticks or whatever. And with many different things, habits, they say, you know, if you to change one habit out for another habit. Well, that's especially important with thinking. Practice critical on purpose thinking. Eckhart Tolle has written a couple of great books, and in one of his books, he talks about, it's a little spacey and a little woo-woo for some people. It's called the book's called The Power of Now, but he talks about observing the thinker. He says, practice observing the thinker. Now, who's he talking about? He's talking about you getting to the place where you observe you having a thought. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get there and you start practicing that several times a day, when you start noticing, maybe you go out and you try to prospect for Isexperia. Maybe you blow it. Sure, you're going to blow it. I do. Sometimes, I mean, we've been in the business for 25 years. I did a presentation the other day. Jeff was with me. I walked away from it. Jeff's laughing on the way to the car. He said, Scovern, I just got to tell you, I've known you for 25 years. That's one of the worst presentations I've ever seen you give. You know? And we just bust out laughing because I knew that it was. I was off my game. But you know what? I laughed about it, and I learned from it. I'm not going to sit there and beat up on myself about it, and you shouldn't either. Number 7 about money, practice visualization. See yourself currently earning the income you've decided upon. See yourself living in the manner you've chosen to, and realize that it's good, it's godlike, and it's spiritual to do so. Now, you've probably heard this many times, but you know that everyone builds things 3 times. You've got to build it in your mind first, then you should build it on paper, like in a journal, or write it down, and then you need to build it in action or in activity, all right? And then finally, number 8 on money, and we're going to move along here. Finally, number 8 is a word that I came upon in a seminar years ago. I love this word. See, I'm such a nerd. I love words. I love words. And I learned this word, and the word is praxis, and it's spelled P-R-A-X-I-S, praxis. It has a couple of different connotations in me. The main meaning of the word praxis is this. You ready? It's so cool. Act, reflect on your action, and now, given that reflection, act again. Repeat. Act, reflect, act. Act, reflect, act. And by doing so, and not being down on yourself, but by learning, you'll constantly move ahead. All right, now, that we've gotten through those 8 points, I'm going to go to section 2. I'm going to give you some of the highlights, and I'm going to actually turn up my speed so I can get through this training with you tonight. Number 2, section 2, create a new you. Now, we're going to delve a little bit into a little bit deeper language and some different thoughts here that you may not be used to. I may say things in a funny way. Do not allow them to make you uncomfortable, and do not allow your mind to wander. For some of you, your mind will want to wander, but this will be worth the effort if you work with me to get the ideas I'm going to be putting across to you here, okay? These are not things that get taught in high school and college, believe me. I'm going to be discussing this idea of image making and how important it is, image making. The knowledge of image making will eliminate competition from your life, competition with others, competition with your family, competition even with yourself. It will move you from a competitive plane to a very creative plane and open up things to you that otherwise wouldn't be open. Most people use their image-making ability in the wrong way most of the time, which is why most people have created lives with many elements that they wish were different. Everything that has and ever will come into your life is a result of direct or subconscious image-making. Therefore, it's critical to become masterful at image-making on purpose, which is an extension of the critical thinking I was talking about, okay? Thinking on purpose, observing the thinker, that kind of thing, okay? Understand that the images that you have are mental pictures. That's all they are. They're like little Polaroid snapshots. And they're from thoughts. And the magnificence of the mind lies in the fact that as humans, you and I, we get to think for ourselves with free will. That is to say, you can tap into thoughts and create whatever image you choose. Now, you know that everything you do or receive is preceded by an image, and therefore, I say you actually created it. You know, many years ago, before we had a chair or a light bulb, someone thought of it in the way of a need. They thought, well, you know, like this rock hurts my bum, and I'd like to sit on something different, right? I need a chair, and it's dark at night, right? So someone thought of the need for it, and then for the solution. Many attempts were made at both of these items before arriving at success. But now look at how many people in the world over benefit every day from something that we take for granted, such as a chair or a light bulb. Because this is true. You are the mental architect of your own destiny. So now, as it relates to money and is Xperia, revealing the wealth code, the working title of the book, as the training title describes, you must understand that money is at all times a reward for service rendered. I'm going to repeat that. Understand that money is at all times a reward for service rendered. See, if this is true, and it is, and this will be tough for some of you to hear, and I would be sorry for that, but I'm more committed. See, I'm more committed to your success than I am to your feelings. Do you get that? I'm much more committed. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm more committed to your success than I am to how you feel about me or if you like me or not. All right? So if this is all true, then the money that you have right now or the money that you don't have is an outer world reflection on the value of the service that you provide to the marketplace and to the planet. Bottom line, this is quite a sobering revelation. So then, by default, those who earn the most money bring more value to the marketplace than those who don't. See, one of the best quotes from our book and from this training that we wrote, I believe, is this. Keep your, and this is a gold nugget coming at you. Ready for a gold nugget? Keep your mind on a higher image rather than a lower concern. Keep your mind, make your mind still on purpose, on a higher image, where it is you want to be, than a lower concern. Everyone has all these concerns. There are lots of things we're concerned about, all these different things. And, you know, North Korea's now said the armistice is over and they're going to nuke the United States. And I guess for two or three of you, that might even be news, right? But and now everybody's running around worried about, guess how much control do you have over that? Okay, unless you're in our armed forces, and we have some armed forces people on our call tonight. And thank you for that, by the way. We appreciate and love you for that. But, you know, otherwise, if you're not in the military, you're not in the government, it's not, you can't do anything, you can't do much about it, okay? So keep your mind on a higher image rather than a lower concern. You say, well, that's not a low concern, the U.S. being nuked, but no, it's probably something you can't do much about. Therefore, see yourself already in possession of what you previously only dreamed of. Become extremely conscious of the truth that your entire being is not only filled with. Now, here I'm going to get a little spirit. I won't get religious on you, but I am going to. I'm going to get into a little spiritual, some spiritual laws. Becoming extremely conscious of the truth that your entire being is not only filled with, but also surrounded by the results of your image making and God and universal law, whatever you want to call it, whatever you're comfortable with, have no other course other than to bring fulfillment of your own thoughts to you. I like to say combine your image making with your conscious decision to let go and let God, as you've heard many times before. Everything you see in this universe, yourself and your life included, is nothing more than the expression of an infinite power acting upon your creation of the thoughts that you're holding. Now, Again, you can call this power God, universal intelligence, spirit, whatever makes you comfortable. I'm not here to determine that. But that power is undeniably there and constantly acting on your behalf. This power is flowing into you, through you, and from you always. At its purest level, so far as scientists can tell, and they can measure it, by the way, they would call it energy. Most people would refer to it as spirit. A Christian person may say, okay, might say that spirit is the active agent of the God that they believe in. That's quite a great way to think of it, right? You know, another one of our favorite quotes from the book that we wrote is, and here comes a nugget. Here comes a nugget, okay? I love this. This one challenges me. I love quotes. Pelton and I write quotes. They challenge us. I love those, right? Faith is the ability to see the invisible, believe the incredible, and that is what enables believers to receive what the masses think is impossible. Wow, does that translate to network marketing and is Xperia or what? Let me read that one more time. Faith is the ability to see the invisible and believe the incredible, and that is what enables believers to receive what the masses think is impossible. You know, I'm going to go so far as to say that whatever you accomplish in your lifetime will be in direct proportion to the intensity and persistency of your faith. You know, as it relates to money, a mind saturated with fear of failure or images of unwanted results or past negative results can no more accomplish, create, or produce anything of value than a stone can violate the law of gravity by flying upwards into the air of its own volition. You must realize that the Creator does not alter the laws of the universe to accommodate your wishes or your desires or your wants. The Creator does not, universal law does not grant you things because you want them. If this were true, there would be no human suffering at all on the planet. Once you become keenly aware, and you need to be very aware of your relationship, your kinship with the creative power through both image making and your partnership with God, universe, spirit, you cannot possibly be anything other than positive, forceful, radiant, and self-reliant in your future dealings with the world, and that includes money. And once this happens, all forces in the universe will come together to help you reach your goal or the manifestation of your image making. And understood, moreover, by the way, listen to this carefully, you'll need this one. You'll need this. As you go out into the world tomorrow, you'll need this. That when you go and you falter, you try and you fail, okay? And you will. I will. I will fail tomorrow at things for any reason. The minute that you know what there is to do? The minute you recognize your error and then reaffirm your image, spirit will pick right back up where it left off. Then you will instantaneously be back in the right vibration and on the correct pathway, whether you feel it or not, and leading to success in life. Okay, section 3. Expecting only the best. Expectation is the triggering mechanism which attracts into your life every good you desire. However, if you do not exercise extreme caution, expectation can also turn just as rapidly into a destructive and lethal enemy against your own very life. Therefore, you must be cognizant constantly of how you are exercising this invisible but extremely powerful force, expectation. Allow me to explain that prosperity, properly understood, is simply the inward awareness of the opulence, the wholeness, the completeness that abounds within the whole spiritual realm. There's plenty of money. There's plenty of money. It wants to come to you. Is Xperia wants you to be a top earner. Everything is here for you to do that. But see, it is impossible to feel poor when you are conscious of being enveloped in the protective care of a loving God, whatever reference, God, universe, universal law, spirit, all that, okay? It's impossible. You can't feel poor when you stay conscious that you are enveloped, surrounded by, filled with, flowing from, flowing to, one with this protective care of the Creator. So let me repeat this important point. There never is and there never has been any lack of supply other than that which we create for ourselves because of our limited awareness. And this can be a difficult pill to swallow, ladies and gentlemen, but I assure you that I, Mark Scovran, I've lived without money. As a small child, I was raised in Baltimore in a blue-collar family with no one that went to even a semester of college, in a large family. And growing up, I wore hand-me-downs, was made fun of constantly because of the way I dressed, and our groceries for years were purchased with the old-fashioned food stamps, the coupons, the embarrassing ones that you had to turn into the grocery store. And my schoolmates saw it, and I was known as the poor kid from junior high school all the way on. So I've lived without money, believe me. I've lived with those experiences. Money doesn't grow on trees, you know, and all that kind of. I've lived with that for years. I've also lived with a lot of money. I've made a documented millions of dollars in the past several years. So I've lived without it, and I've lived with it. And I can tell you, living with it is better. We discussed that there are two determining factors for you to attain the results that you want and to reveal the wealth code. They are desire and expectation. Now, remember that desire without expectation is nothing more than wishful thinking. In other words, it is not being a creative force, which is what you want to be at cause for. You must reach the stage in your mental and spiritual development where you just don't believe that your image, remember image making, will manifest in form, but you actually know that it will. So now you get to this place where if you practice what I'm teaching you tonight enough, and I know I'm throwing the kitchen sink at you, I'm giving you, just grab onto as much as makes sense. But the more you practice image making, the more you practice purposeful critical thinking, okay, you will create not a hope, not a wish, not a prayer. You will create what's called, what Jeff and I call in the book, extreme expectation. And ladies and gentlemen, at that point alone, you will begin to receive the physical expression of your image of wealth. And no one and nothing will be able to cause you to see anything in your mind except what you want to see. And when you see it that powerfully, you will move toward it, and it will move toward you. That's the law of attraction. Remember this universal, there's also a law of gender, there's a universal law called the law of gender. It doesn't refer to male or female, by the way. The universal law, the law of gender, refers to, it means there's a gestation or incubation period for the manifestation of all seeds. So it doesn't mean that you spend 5 minutes visualizing making $10,000 a month and then it doesn't happen 10 minutes later. No, there's a germination period that the law of gender requires, this incubation period to sometimes occur. Sometimes it comes that fast, by the way. Sometimes it does. That's why I never turn down a penny in a parking lot, okay? I accept it. I accept it as a gift to me for my affirmation. So you know what? These images in your mind constantly held, they're seedlings. And if you turn them over to your subconscious mind, they'll grow into physical form, but you just must give most of them. You got to give them just, and like is experience, building a business here. Sometimes it seems so, I'm going to tell you, sometimes it seems hard. Sometimes it seems easy, okay? But sometimes it seems hard. But you've got to give anything worthwhile, you've got to put the investment and give it the time to work toward your greater good, okay? Constantly guard your mind during this time against any doubt because it's a crippling vibration, doubt. And when you are entertaining doubtful thoughts, what you are actually doing is creating images of the things that you don't want, okay? Let me give you an example. Give you a very simple, powerful formula. probably half of you on this phone tonight are going to say, all right, I didn't know if I liked that bald guy or not. Now I think he's a crackpot, okay? Because I've got friends of mine that shake their head and laugh out loud in my face. But I'm going to give you a formula that I've practiced for years. You ask Pelton if I don't practice it. Actually, after joking with me for a while, years back, he practices it also, okay? I don't say I was thinking. I don't say, if I call you, hey, Mike, I was thinking. Now, I mean, I could say that, right? But it depends on the person I'm saying. But what I like to say is, hey, Mike, you know what I was thinking? I say, you know what I was creating? Hey, Mike, guess what I was, hey, Jeff, you know what I was driving home, you know what I was creating today? And he knows I mean what I was thinking. And you say, creating? Right, because the mind thinking is creating. Now, my friends can all think I'm crazy. Of course, they're all going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to jobs that they hate with bosses that hate them, and so that's their issue. Many on this line who I've known for years know that also I have another practice that I want to pass on to you. It's a gift. It's a gift, okay? And that's very, very often in my own life, as disciplined as I am, I'll say something that when it comes out of my mouth, it might be negative, or it might just be something I really don't want to transmute into reality, okay? I might say, I don't know, maybe a distributor will come on and I'll meet them or I'll get off the phone, and Jeff might say, well, how are they? And I'll say, I don't know, they're probably not going to make it. We talk like that, right? And all they did was complain for 30 minutes. I just don't. And then I realize, wait a minute, I'm creating something. I'm creating. So I say, I stop, I stand up straight, I look at the person I'm speaking to, I say to them and say to them, out loud, I do this all the time, I cancel that previous statement and I cancel that thought. And I now affirm and I give a new affirmation. That's another good reason friends think I'm crazy. Like I said, might be a good case for it. This is a constant reminder to me, should be to you, could be if you want to use it. You don't have to. There's no such thing as just thinking. And I will take you to task on this. There's no such thing as just thinking. You are always in creation mode, always, creating with your magnificent brain. So be aware of it. Remember that the law of vibration accounts for the difference between the mind and matter, between the physical and non-physical worlds. And since thought is one of the highest forms of vibration, it is very potent in nature, and therefore it must be understood by all of us. You know, in the final analysis, the brain is simply a creative and vibratory instrument which works hand in hand with a powerful law of attraction and the Creator, creating either favorable and desirable circumstances in your life, bringing wealth, or creating and attracting all manner of sickness, disease, poverty, and other unpleasant circumstances. Finally, since you now know that you are always creating, always attracting, always, you are always magnetizing something toward you, it follows it can never be anyone else's fault when something comes into your life that you supposedly do not want. So we now need to always take responsibility. Okay? All right. Let's go to section number 4. I'm going to begin to wrap up. You know, one of the things I want to say as we start section number 4, you know, it's important, by the way, to be around. Make sure that you're around the right kind of people. And I'm going to say some tough things here. You know, as I've grown up over the years, as I've evolved over the years and done a lot of reading, seminars, self-evolution, some people call it self-improvement. I believe self-evolution. One of the most powerful things that I've practiced is and watched happened is something called the universal law of reciprocity. And here's what that means. That means that as you tune yourself up, as you get better, as you dial yourself into higher thought vibrations, more creative, more positive, and rid yourself of unpleasant thoughts and negative thoughts and gossipy thoughts and just whatever, okay? All those things. what you'll notice is what I noticed, is that some of the friends I used to have, even a couple of my relatives, they went away. They went away. Now, I didn't send them away. I didn't tell them I didn't want to be friends with them anymore. It's just that the universal law of reciprocity did it for me. But likewise, do you know what it also did? It brought more powerful and like-minded thinkers and doers into my life. People like Mike McCormick. People like Christopher and Gina Barada. Now, these are people that you want to hang out with. These are people you want to talk to. These are people you want to exchange ideas with. And there's one more reason that Jeff Pelton and I have been best friends and partners for over 25 years. We think alike as if we were split from the same atom. So understand this, or you'll never be free, that you have ordered everything that is manifesting itself on the physical plane in your life and is being delivered to you just as you have ordered and created it right on schedule. All right, let me go ahead and jump into number five very quickly. Be a calculated risk taker. Now, I didn't say be risky. I said be a calculated risk taker. We need to learn, you and I, that we have the capacity. In fact, we are wired as humans to be dynamic and vigorous risk takers. I don't know if you know that or not yet. Psychologically, we are wired to be dynamic and vigorous risk takers. But we often shrink away from taking risks, even the ones that could help us the most, because of programming in early ages and even through our adult years. Nevertheless, you must always remember, you will never hear of anyone who achieves any greatness in their life without taking some kind of a risk. In fact, the life of anyone who chooses to live with extreme caution will unfortunately never amount to anything more than a succession of dull and predictable days continuing on without interruption. Now, even though many will have failures as a risk taker, I've had a lot of failures in my life. Lots of failures. 2006, you know how much, you don't want to know how much money I lost in the real estate crash. You don't even want to know about that, okay? I was so invested in real estate. You know what? Can't do anything about it. You know, turned it over to attorneys, turned it over to accountants, told them, tell me when they needed to have some advice. Other than that, I needed to get on with building businesses, all right? So even though you have failures as a risk taker, that does not mean you are a failure. The only time that we become a failure is when we decide to stop trying to pursue our calling and our dreams. So we must be calculated risk takers. Just watch a child learning to crawl or walk and witness the wonder and the beauty of the investigation without all the negative past programming that we as adults then file away in our, I call it our fear file cabinet, okay? It has been said often that the line which separates winning from losing is as fine as a razor's edge, you know? Most people grow up and they're taught that there are two classes of people, the haves and the have-nots. That simply isn't so. I don't believe it. You're every bit as good. You're every bit as powerful. You were created and designed with all the same capacity as anyone else you see or know or even hear about. Remember that the difference as they manifest on this plane in the physical form is only in the area of accomplishments, which we've already determined comes from image making, your mind, your disciplines, and things like that. You have to get this, ladies and gentlemen. All the top earners in network marketing, and here it is Experia, they have a couple of things perhaps that you don't. They have more time invested, probably. They have more time invested in correct image making, and they have more experience in correct and correlating action. Oh, and by the way, they've heard the word no a heck of a lot more times than you have. You know, Napoleon Hill in his classic book, Think and Grow Rich, devoted an entire chapter to the subject of persistence. And that's what these people have. So, you know, I'd like to encourage each and every one of you to do everything that you can to become more and more persistent, become more critical thinking, critical thinkers, to pay more attention to what you're thinking about, okay? Join Jeff and I as we have elected to study abundance, wealth, prosperity, creation, riches. Our intention is not merely so that we can be accumulate more money. Who cares about that? You can't take that past the grave with you. Although we certainly will create a lot more money, but it's so that we can become an expert in the way of teaching and have the ability to pass this knowledge on to as many that want to hear it and manifest it for themselves, okay? And section number five, as I finish up, section number five is the finale. Only ever look ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, only ever look ahead. How many of you would go down your interstate, barreling down the interstate at 70 miles an hour, and spend most of your time looking in the rearview mirror? It's okay to check it once in a while, your side view, your rear view, and it's okay to learn from past mistakes. But aside from that, keep your eyes firmly planted on the prize. You will never have the wealth code revealed or obtain or sustain any substantial measure of material wealth if you insist upon living your life in reverse, as if you were constantly looking back through that rearview mirror of your automobile. And wherever you've learned that, and whatever programming that has come to you, and often it's been taught to us by the people who loved us the most and were fearful for it. They were fearful themselves. Our parents, our aunts, our uncles, our grandparents, our clergy, our spiritual leaders, okay? And very often they taught us these fears. Living in reverse, ladies and gentlemen, is what 95% of the people do. And that's what causes most people to flounder mentally and in their lives. You know, there was a pretty famous guy, lived about 2,000 years ago. He would have been a hippie in today's day, went by the name of Jesus. And he said, and again, not religious, but spiritual, but he said at one point, let the dead bury the dead. I love that scripture. Let the dead bury the dead. You know what it means? It means stop looking back in your life and about the things in your life and worrying about the things which have already occurred and you can no longer alter. Move ahead. Great achievers are visionaries who project the future that they desire into the big screens of their minds, and then they're able to hold them, infuse it with emotion, and take specific steps toward it. And then it manifests in your physical world. You know, I urge you to release all past feelings of guilt, regret, resentment, blame, other emotions of failure. These are all useless emotions. And that's what 95% of the people spend their time on, in order to become a greater and more powerful and more fulfilling life and a better you. If you insist on holding on to the past, you're doomed to repeat it. It's just that simple. Okay, here's the fast track to revealing the wealth code. In order to receive, you must first give. Okay, here's the extra credit as I begin to wind down and close out. Here's the extra credit. In order to receive, you must first give. And if you don't have anything to give, then you've really got to give. And when you give, it's perfectly acceptable and spiritual and, in fact, necessary that you expect to receive. You know why? That's the universal law. It doesn't so much matter what or who you're giving to per se, but I would suggest someone that is or something that is a real genuine need. That is to say, look around for someone's life who would be improved and blessed if you were to share yourself. Maybe compliment and genuine kindness. Maybe your time, an hour or two a month at a hospice. And definitely, yes, also your money. The biggest problem with most people living lives that are not fulfilling is because they fail to become obsessed, in fact, totally focused on what they want to manifest and cause. Instead, they think, do it, don't do it. They never commit. This mental, I see that all the time in network marketing. I see it in his experience, to be honest with you. I've heard it on the phone calls from some of you. This mental state is commonly referred to as indecision and can only lead to mental anguish and confusion. And I challenge you to let go of the ideas which no longer serve you. So, as we wrap up and as I relate this this Revealing the Wealth Code at IsXperia, and I'm not the boss of you, nor do I want to be, but I'll tell you how to really jumpstart this thing. You ready? This is what you should do. This is what you should do, the five steps, if you want to throw this thing into overdrive. Number one, if you're not at the star level, do it immediately. Just be at star level. If you came in as a free member or 125 or 250, if you're not in as a star, become a star immediately. Not because I said so, but because I know so. Go get the money. Borrow it. Sell your television set. Have a garage sale. I don't care. You know, I went to a distributor's house one day not too long ago. They said they were having trouble getting the money up for the star level. They were in at 125, yet they had five flat-screen televisions in their house. I almost lost it. I felt like saying, you know what, let me take a couple of these and sell them for you, and let's get something important going on in your life. Get the money now. I don't care how you – I mean, don't go rob a 7-Eleven. Do it legally. How in the world do you expect to reveal the wealth code in your life and here at IsXperia if you're only putting your toe in? If you're not a star, if you're not at star level, now you're welcome to be here. We love our free members. We love our 125s. We love our 250s. And sometimes that's where people have to start. We love you. I'm not coming down. But what I am telling you is that until you're a star, you're only at part of the comp plan. So it's like going to work next. How would you like to go to work next week, work 40 hours, and your boss said, oh, by the way, we're only going to pay you half of what we've been paying you? You'd be so offended. Well, if you're not a star, that's about what it is. Okay. Number two, be on a minimum of $100 auto ship. And I'm going to be frank with you here, and a couple of you may hang up, and you're welcome to do so. If you're not on $100 a month autoship or more, there's no way you're ever going to convince me you're serious about this business. Period. End of the story. Between Jeff and I, we use $500, $600 a month more in products. You know why? Because you have to be a product of the product. And here's why. Not because Mark Scovern said so. Why would you listen to me? Well, of course, I have made several million dollars in the industry in the past few years, so I do have a little bit of an opinion. But in case you're wondering, okay, yes, that was a little, facetious, okay, just to drive home the point, all right? But you have to understand, if you're not obsessed with how great and life-changing these products are, then your mind will always know that you're kind of faking it, and you will never convince others totally because they'll read your energy and not your words. Number three, stick with me a couple of more minutes. Plug into everything the company and your leadership offers. Every call, every webinar, every meeting. Become an expert. Step up to the plate. Ask what you can do to help. Number four, and more than anything, ladies and gentlemen, commit to a lifelong journey of self-improvement and evolution. Why? Here's why. Because your income growth will never exceed your personal growth. And five, finally, take immediate action and constant and consistent action and activity toward your new life that you have created through image making. Get rid of things, habits, time wasters, and even people who are not aligned with your higher good. Cancel newspapers and magazines. Unplug your television for 90 days. Remove yourself from any conversation that's negative, gossip, thumb-sucking, disillusioned, crybabies. They want to drag you in on it. Don't worry about losing friends or even relatives. I'll be honest with you. The Creator and the universe will fill your life with different and positive, uplifting, cheerful, authentic people who will provide a positive relationship in your life, and you'll be thankful for it. Okay, folks, there you have it. The combination, or at least part of it, on how to reveal the wealth code. You've gotten the cliff notes on an ebook that's not yet published. Jeff and I are going to continue to work on this book, so we appreciate this opportunity to try out the highlights on you tonight. Thanks for caring enough about yourself, your family, the company, and your team to be on this call. It's my sincere and authentic intention that possibly something, even just one thing that I said tonight, touched you to move and be inspired toward your better self. I want to thank our sponsor, Mike McCormick, and to the founder and to the chief image makers, of Isxperia, Christopher and Gina Barada. On behalf of Jeff Pelton and myself, we extend to you our friendship, business partnership, and love. Thanks, each one of you Isxperia teammates, whether you are on our team or not, each one of you for being in our lives. This has been Mark Scovern from Tampa Bay, Florida, and I'm so very thankful for our time together this evening. This call is officially complete. Good night.